this week. It comes from Micah chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. But before we read the scripture, you know, we don't talk about Micah that much, but he is one of the prophets. So I want to share with you about Micah, because it resembles a day that which we live in, where we revere the wealthy, the famous, the powerful, particularly those popularized by the media. We face the same problems as the people in Micah's day. Lulled asleep by our apparent affluence, we are blind to the destructive forces that threaten our personal lives and our entire society. Our greatest threat, perhaps, is no longer from outside, but from within. Erosion of virtues and values may undo us more effectively than all the armies on the earth. Think about Micah's message that I'm going to read in a minute. It's still fresh and up to date. He has called for repentance, cleansing, forgiveness, worship God, not personality. Live a holy life rather than trying to imitate the rich and the famous. Decide to be a part of God's remnant that remains faithful to Him when the rest of society has turned away. We need to be one of the few who will pass along a spiritual heritage to our future generations. So if God is not at work in us, He is at work elsewhere. Decide to be one of the faithful in whom God works. Hear the scripture in Micah chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. New Living Translation. Oh, but you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, are only a small village in Judah, yet a ruler of Israel will come from you, one whose origins are from the distant past. The people of Israel will be an abandoned past and doomed to their enemies until the time when the woman in labor gives birth to her son. Then at last his fellow countrymen will return from exile to their own land, and he will stand to lead his flock with the Lord's strength, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. Then his people will live there undisturbed, for he will be mighty and honored all around the world, and he will be the source of our peace. The Prince of Peace, we all know who that is. Merry Christmas to all, and thank you, Jesus, for giving us the scripture in Micah.